Hare Krishna just got back from a wonderful parikram up on Venkata Hills. I didn't go see Balaji Temple, but I went to see the procession that takes place every day for the Utsav deity of Balaji, who is called Malayappa Swami. And he was established by Ramanujacharya 800 years ago. Very, very beautiful deity. I hope you can see from the pictures that I've sent. I'm posting a lot of pictures of the parikram itself. And we went up with Revati Raman Prabhu and his family, and first went into this large hall where the Lord and his consorts, Bhu and Nila, they were being swung, and you can see how they're swung in this beautiful golden swing. And I've also put up on the articles the bhajans and arti kirtan and music that they play along with that, so you can get an idea of what South Indian bhajans and arti are for Balaji. And I didn't take pictures, but the different vahanas or the different vehicles, carriers of the Lord were also in that hall. And it was a very beautiful experience. And you can see in the background, there's 1,000 lamps because it was raining earlier. So this was done inside. There's also a similar facility that they also do outside. And after that, they took the Lord out. He was carried by about 16 bearers, and there was a portable generator behind him, and elephant in front along with the band, and of course many Brahmins chanting mantras and offering arti. And the circumambulation took place, which takes place every day around the temple, and Swami Pushkarini, beautiful, beautiful pond that's beside the temple. It's quite big. I'd say it's probably about 3 kilometers going around. There weren't that many people. At least there's a lot of people up in the hills, but there was only about 300 people maybe in that parikrama. But it was very wonderful, and the Lord moved along and was led by an elephant with, as you can see, Ramanuj Tila. And every 50 yards he stopped at a certain place, which was either a pastime place, a place that commemorates some devotee service, and arti was performed there. And the ceremony thus moved all the way around, past Lord Varaha's temple, Hobalanishingadev temple, a High Griva temple, Radha Krishna temple. There are many temples, other temples around the outskirts. And that, I'll just tell briefly that story, that Lord Varaha, he's the original deity who's the landlord of Venkatachalam. Originally, when Srinivas came there, and he was still in human form, and he saw Lord Varaha. Lord Varaha came here to rest after killing Hiranyaksha, and the demigods also came to serve him, and they asked him to stay here eternally. So he remained here in a self-manifest deity, beautiful deity that we saw when the GBC came up. And when Srinivas came here, he saw that Lord Varaha was here, so told him, "I'd like to also stay here." Lord Varaha says, "Well, I'm the proprietor of this place, so if you want to stay here, I can rent you a certain area, but the whole hill belongs to me, so I can't give you any of it." So Balaji is, even to the present time, paying regular rent to Lord Varaha, one of the wonderful pastimes of the Lord. So he's still just the lessee, a lessor of the place, excuse me, and Lord Varaha is the lessee. or vice versa.
Yes, lessee is the person who holds the lease, he's the tenant, and the lessor is the person who's the owner.
I think the pictures that I give will give more of a message than I'm able to hear. Swami Pushkarini, which is actually the water from the Abhishek of Lord Balaji, it's beautiful, crystal clear water, it's a beautiful lake, and you can see from the pictures how clean it is, and it's also fenced off inside the water so that pilgrims can only swim in a certain area, and they can't just swim freely everywhere. As with other sacred places, its waters wash away all one's sins. It was a wonderful experience, and everyone has to go barefoot. You can't go in that parikram mark with shoes on. And there are many people who come offer a dandavat parikram here in South India. Excuse me, a dandavat. Dandavat obeisance is very traditional. Devotees don't so much offer dandavat obeisances. We offer just to put our heads down, but here they do dandavat obeisances, and it was very nice. Some people were doing that every time the Lord stopped, and others came to offer artik, others offering prayers. It's a very devotional atmosphere, a lot to be learned, something that I would be very eager to see if we could do similar type of facilities in New Vajradhan. Indeed, my prayer since I've been here has been to my picture of Balaji, is that because he has so much wealth and opulence, I'm praying that he shares some of it in order to develop Radha Shyam's